Gold Central Victoria, Saturday morning. Angela from Bendigo Travel and Cruise, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel, and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's wonderful to be here on a Saturday morning. And, of course, thanks, Ali, for just jumping out of the studio for a few moments. Hey, I hear you've just come back from San Francisco. Lucky you. I know.
Well, it was a couple of days. It was a very quick trip, Daniel, actually. I was gone from Tuesday, back again Tuesday. And I went over with a friend. We did some absolutely fantastic sightseeing. And we finished with our independent travel group conference. But the sightseeing part of things was great. I went to San Fran last about, 5.5 years ago. Only spent a couple of nights, sort of did the mandatory, you know, the trolley, the hop-on, hop-off bus, Alcatraz, and then it was sort of out of there again. So it was really great to actually have 5 solid nights there and really immerse myself in the city because it's a fantastic city to be in.
I was there probably going back 10 years now, and I can remember it almost like it was yesterday. And it's one of those places that you'd love to go back to, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge and, as you say, Alcatraz. It's just one of those places that you would put on the map if you were heading to America.
Absolutely. And I think it is one that a lot of people underestimate the amount of time that they should have there and the amount of things that can be done there. So we flew in Tuesday morning. We went off and did Muir Woods and Sausalito, doing all the beautiful giant redwoods, which are stunning. And of course, going across the fantastic and iconic Golden Gate Bridge. And Sausalito is just such a really pretty little seaside town. Nice and quiet, but just really so beautiful to stand there and sort of look back over San Francisco City. It was really nice.
One to put on the bucket list. And if anyone is interested in coming to see you about San Francisco, I'm sure you'll be able to help them out.
Oh, absolutely. We also did the Napa Valley Wine Train, which was absolutely fantastic. And we did a mission food safari, so down in the mission area of San Francisco. So, as I say, some great things to do, lots of shopping and lots of good fun. And while we were there, we won in our independent travel group the Travel Agent of the Year for Victoria, which is really something fantastic for us.
You stole my thunder. I was going to ask you about that.
So you've done, sorry, Daniel.
That's called a preemptive strike, I think. Now, I understand 2017 is not too far away. That's the obvious part of the question. But there's a big cruise, Rock the Boat 2017. What's that?
Well, we've got Rock the Boats. Well, there's one in Australia. There's Cruise and Groove Music Cruise, which I've just come on, and Sean and I have chatted about that. Cruise and Country, which is a country and western music one, and also Bravo, which is more theatrical and operatic music. But next year, there is a Rock the Boat UK. So it's actually based out of Southampton in the UK. It's a 7-night cruise. There's Susie Quattro on board. Australian icon, the Manfreds, the Yardbirds, Slade, From the Jam, Big Country, Animal and Friends, the Trogs, and much, much more. And it is non-stop entertainment out of the London.
That sounds absolutely amazing, just to go and see those particular artists. Doesn't matter if it's on a cruise or if it's on land or whatever. That is a cruise that you would love to go on.
And, it is.
So 7 nights?
It's a 7-night cruise. There's early bird pricing out at the moment, and you're only looking at $1,770 per person with all the entertainment, with all your normal meals and everything on board. And, of course, airfares over to the UK are absolutely smashingly priced at the moment. It is the time to be buying them. You can add on a great tour, a self-drive holiday, whatever you wish for, but put this on your list to go and do Rock the Boat UK.
That's another bucket list item for me and probably a lot of other people right across Central Victoria at the moment. And if anyone wants to come and get some information, they can today.
Yep, 10 until 1. We're open on the corner of Mitchell and Hargrove Streets.
And if anyone can't get in there today, I'm sure you've got a website as well.
Yes, bendigotravelandcruise.com.au.
Angela from Bendigo Travel and Cruise. But before we go, what's your phone number?
5441 8811.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.